In the aftermath of Newtown, school officials and parents across the country were asking themselves the same question today. How safe is my school? NPR's Claudio Sanchez has that story.
In Nashville, Tennessee, Ruth Rosenberg asked her daughter's first grade teacher what school was going to be like today. Teachers there were told to downplay any discussion of the Newtown shooting, since many kids still don't know what happened, including her 7-year-old daughter, says Rosenberg.
It's a 50-50 chance. If she does find out, it's going to be from another child, which I wouldn't love, but I also trust the teacher 100% to handle it if that happens, and then I could handle it at home.
Rosenberg says she's fought back tears thinking about Newtown. After she dropped off her daughter this morning, she broke down on the way home. Another parent, Weisang Zhao, walked his third-grade daughter to school. He's decided not to talk to his child about the shooting. She's just too young to be exposed to such tragedy, he says.
We cannot understand why these things happen like this. It should not happen. It's against human nature.
Across the nation, parents debated whether to keep their kids home. Police departments deployed officers to patrol schools. Administrators reviewed their lockdown procedures. And psychologists and social workers were on standby to help teachers talk to students who want to discuss the shooting in Newtown. Will Carestas is associate superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools.
Our social workers and our school psychologists are really stepping up. They're sharing a lot of information with each other. They're disseminating really good information to teachers with regard to students and how to talk to students and how to keep a sense of normalcy as best you can in a situation like this.
In Hamden, Connecticut, just 30 miles east of Newtown, school superintendent Fran Rabinowitz says nothing feels normal. She's called for a greater police presence on campuses indefinitely and scheduled a district-wide meeting with parents and staff today.
Because I felt that there was a feeling of helplessness out there about, so what's going to happen in the schools? And I wanted to bring people together. And it unfolded over the weekend to the point where we said, we need some comfort too.
In Oakland, California, where an average of 20 school-aged children are shot and killed outside school every year, district officials are also reviewing lockdown procedures. But district spokesman Troy Flint says most of the focus for the next few days will be on students' emotional well-being.
Our counselors are on site. They're always on alert. I think what you need to understand is that we cope with violence on a daily basis here. So we have these procedures in place.
In many communities, though, school officials who may have once thought they were immune are now stressing the need for armed police officers on campuses. Mo Kennedy is with the National Association of School Resource Officers, which trains most of the nation's 10,000 school police officers. He says arming teachers or administrators, as some have suggested, is another matter.
There's a part of me that just kind of cringes at the liability of a school district doing that. Now, as of Friday, there are certainly some advocates for that, but it is a dangerous and slippery path to be on.
But Francisco Negron, legal counsel for the National School Boards Association, says the Newtown shooting could change some people's minds about that.
It is a turning point. Now the focus is on an external shooter. And so I think schools are going to try to understand whether or not they need to change their policies accordingly.
What those changes will be, Negron says, it's hard to say. But school safety policies in the short term will probably shift to more sophisticated surveillance technology and a greater law enforcement presence in all schools. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.